You're tuned into the Stella Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Very pleasant, good Wednesday morning. We are right at about four minutes after the hour. I'm your host, the anointed one, going to be right here with you all the way up to 2 o'clock today. Thank you for joining us. You're catching the wave. 7 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this wonderful Wednesday. It's August the 9th, 2023, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honors. Somebody said hallelujah. You know, today is going to be a great day for you, and in spite of what you're looking at or you're facing or you're dealing with in this society, Jesus is still alive, and he's still blessing. He's still doing miracles. He's still healing, and he is setting the captives free. No matter how hard it seems to you, but there's nothing impossible for God. Oh, my goodness. Brothers and sisters, we serve a mighty God, a God that loves us in spite of what we are dealing or what we're facing and the challenges that we deal with each and every day in our life. God loves us that much. And I don't know about you, if you are listening this morning and you know someone that needs prayer, pray for them in spite of what they said about you, in spite of what they're doing to you, pray for them. They need to be delivered. They need to be set free. And you can pray for them if you are in agreement and believe by faith that God can do it. And so let's pray this morning, this Wednesday morning. Lord, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. And we ask you on this Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023, God, that you will open the ears of your people that they may hear what the Spirit has to say. For those that are walking in darkness, that have been in a state of situation that they're going through listening to the enemy and being distracted for what you are about to bring to them, we rebuke every devouring attack of Satan, and we counsel every assignment and send it back to the sender. We reverse the curse and crush it back to the root from where it came from. We plead the blood of Jesus over those that are listening this morning, and we speak life to their spirit that they may be healed, set free in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, God.
We don't know what's going to happen. None of us know. But that's the time to really trust the Lord. And know that he's concerned. He'll take care of us. And he got some angels that watches over us. I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. I'm safe in his presence. And I want you, whatever may be tied, know that God will. Just whisper. Some folks can't stand a lot of noise. Just whisper in terms of God will take care of you. By night and by day, he'll watch over and won't let his angels leave you. It was one of the Psalms who said, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. For all of my help cometh from the Lord. I'm going to trust in him that does not sleep or slumber. And I want to tell you, you can go on home tonight and take it from me. Go on home tonight and put the lights out. Pull the cover up around. Go on to sleep. For joy gonna come in the morning. How many of you really believe that? For the scripture says, except weeping may endure for a night, but joy. Hold it. It's going to come in the morning. And I need to tell you that You're in the morning, and your joy is not next week, next month, or next year. But look somebody in the eye, so you can just start rejoicing because your joy is now. How many of you believe joy will come?
In the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
And tell somebody, say, my morning is now. All night. Gonna be all right.
Everything, everything. many of you believe it's all right now? Well, tell somebody, say, it's all right, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. One more time, everybody. As we close, one more time. Let me hear that. Say it on the organ.
Favorite gospel hits it plays here.
Hey! Why don't everybody just put your hands together right now and clap for Jesus? Well, I am on my way to New Jerusalem, where the sun will never go down. You know that I'm making it. I'm ready to go. Well, I'm ready.
I don't know about you, but I've been born again, huh? And he is a mighty good doctor. We are right at 29 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. on a wonderful Wednesday, and it's August the 9th, 2023, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And again, always thank you for catching the wave. Now, some of you, you may want to know, well, what's that about catching the wave? Well, look, if you haven't caught the wave, and we've been right here bringing you the very finest in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, all just for you in 9 years. That's right. God has blessed us to be able to bring you the very best in gospel music. Now, you're going to hear music like no other, and you can turn to every station, but you won't hear the oldies like the ones we are playing. God bless you. Thank you for catching the wave. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. All right, going down memory lane, let's turn it up just a little bit more on this Wednesday as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You better know that. I know that's right. Very pleasant. Good morning to you. You're catching the wave.
Expecting you. Catch the wave. Catch the wave.
Come on, children. Let's have a good time. All we gotta do is get Jesus. Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody. We gotta get with Jesus will be there. You can count on the Lord. Take him tonight because you do it. Praise him tonight because... Come on and let's have a
good time.
Come on and let's have a
good time.
I think I said it again. I tell you, come on, children, let's have
a good time.
All we gotta do is
Jesus.
Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody. We gotta get with
God.
You can count on the Lord. Take him tonight because listen, somebody's in here, sitting in here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself.
They don't wanna go.
You can't wait for nobody else. Praise them tonight because it's your way. Praise them tonight because come on and let's have a
good time.
One more time. Somebody's in here, sitting in here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself. If they don't want to go, you can't wait for nobody else. And thank them tonight because
of
wait them tonight because
of
hey, come on and let's have. Come on and let's have. Come on and let's have
a good time.
I got one little question today. Did you come here to have
a good time?
And I want to know, did you come here to have
a good time?
If you really want to have
a good time,
if you know that you can have
a good time,
if you know that you can have
a good time,
and you really want to have
a good time.
you want to have a good time, I want you to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Hey, let's have a, come on, let's have a, come on, let's have a, yeah, let's have a, come on, let's have a. Can I get me somebody? Can I get me somebody?
Can take any more of this, huh? I don't know. 15 minutes before the top of the hour of 12 noon on a wonderful Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023, and we want to thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, brothers and sisters, we want to invite you to lock into our NFI television gospel broadcast. That's every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m., 1 hour. The very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos. It's the top 10 video countdown of the month. And you'll see me right there hosting the show. I'm yours truly. And those of you know that we are so honored to bring to you the very best in gospel videos around the world. And you can watch us out of Georgia. That's right, Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on channel 25. That's DEKALB 25, channel 25, DeKalb 25. And you can also live stream us anywhere in the world. That's right, you can live stream us. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. For the very best in gospel videos, it's the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast. where you can watch and listen to some of your favorite gospel artists. My pleasure, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you so much again for catching the wave. We're going to get back with more great gospel music as we approach 12 noon on this wonderful Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023. To God be the glory.
Reminds me of prodigal son. After his I should have did right. But here I am, down on my knees, begging you, Lord, to restore me. Restore. So please have mercy on me. Give me back my joy, this joy that I need.
Have mercy on me. Give me back.
help me sing.
At the top of the hour, 12 noon on a Wednesday, and it's August the 9th, 2023. Once again, thank you so much for catching the wave. Want to remind you to tune in to our DJ every day, Mondays through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's DJ the Traveling Preacher right here, coming forth every day, Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 11, playing some of the very best in gospel music around the world, the old, the new, and he's doing it just for you. All right, well, look, don't forget to tune in with him. That's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. He starts us off and doing a wonderful job, and we want to thank the Traveling Preacher. All right, well, look, for those of you celebrating a birthday on today, somebody said, I have a birthday today, right? And nobody thinks about me and know that I'm having a birthday and haven't even called me. Well, look, tell God thank you that you were able to see a new year and a new day. All right. And if you give him the praise, give him the glory, guess what? You don't have to receive nothing from nobody else. He's going to bless you anyway. Hello, somebody. All right, well, look, got more coming your way, and the weather forecast today, well, somebody said, well, look, I need some more rain, huh? Seems like you don't get enough, and then when you do get it, you want to, you know, you want them to stop the rain, huh? And some of you, you know, you've been getting rain, and the grass just keep growing and growing, and every time, soon as you cut it, you got to cut it again, and you still saying, well, look, when is it going to stop raining? Because this grass is getting out of hand. Well, look, you better tell God thank you, because there are many today that don't have grass, especially those that live in town homes and apartments, and some of those that live downtown in some of those very expensive high-rising towers. You know what I'm talking about. Somewhere they're paying about $10,000 a month, huh? I wish I had just that a month just to spend. I sure believe I would spend it another way, though, huh? But if you got it like that, then I guess you can do it that way. All right. Well, look, again, my pleasure. And once again, we want to say happy birthday to all of you that are celebrating a birthday. And I don't know about you, but today is a great day to be alive in the land of the living. All right. I'm yours truly, the Anointed One. We're going to get back with more great gospel music right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Very pleasant good Wednesday.
I'm not gonna worry about it. I put it in your hands.
Jesus. whatever you're doing and turn your radio up. Let me introduce you to Perfect Praise. Lolita, Shauna, Trina, come on, put your praise up, put your praise up, come on, put your praise up, yeah, keep the praise up, come on. Going up, huh? You got the praise going up, huh?
We are right at the bottom of the hour, 12:30 p.m., huh? And once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave on a wonderful, glorious, fabulous Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023. As we worship and give God all the praise and glory on this day, and many of you today are, you're thinking of the goodness of Jesus and all that he is doing and already done in your life, and you're praying for your family and friends, and you are praying for those that even scandalize your name and try to put you down but don't want to pick you up. But when you're doing well and you've got plenty of money in your pocket, then everybody come at you and they want a piece of that, huh? But when you need them the most, they're nowhere to be found. Is that familiar? Have you experienced that in your life? Well, if you live long enough, I can promise you, you're going to go through. But there's a goodness about going through it. Because when you go through it, guess what? God is going to show you and bring the best out of you through it. So you haven't seen nothing yet. But in order for you to do that, you must have the faith and trust God. Remember, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. So as you stay focused and pray, trusting and believing in God and speaking life to your spirit and speaking life out of your mouth, then it will manifest, and it will not only show out, but it's going to show up. And guess what? It's going to show up in you, because he sees the best in you when others don't see nothing that's going on with you, but God already knows what you have and what he's placed in you, even from your mother's womb. So today, let us pray on this Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023. We need prayer in this society. We need prayer in legislation. We need prayer in Congress. We need prayer in the schools. We need prayer in our home. We need prayer right now. I don't know about you, but prayer changes things. And if you are in agreement with me today, I want you to join me as we go into prayer. Most holy, everlasting God, we come before you on this Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023, as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask you right now, God, to forgive us for our sins, sins of commission and omission. Lord, that you will have your way in our life in spite of our situation, our circumstances, where we're going through sickness or we are in good health. We ask you, God, to touch our bodies, touch our minds, touch our hearts, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us, that not only we can see ourselves, but we can see those that, God, that you have placed in our life to be a blessing to us and for us to be a blessing to others. Lord, we pray right now for the ministries all over the world. We pray for the pastors. We pray for those that are in leadership, wherever they are, from the government to the church, from the church to the schools, from the schools to our homes. Touch those parents right now, every mother, every father that have children. Lord, they need guidance. They need to hear from you, that you would give them the wisdom and understanding to be able to communicate and relate with their children in this day and time, because the enemy has come to pollute their mind with filthy thinking, to think those negative thoughts and think those things that they think are good, but is not of you, is of the enemy. We rebuke those attacks right now that try to pollute their mindset, to try to cause them to go astray. We counsel every assignment, every attack, in the name of Jesus. We send it back now to the root from where it came from. We plead the blood of Jesus over their life right now, God. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that in the name of Jesus, we speak life to their spirit. That they shall mount up and stand up, speak out the truth, the light of the living God, Jesus Christ, the Son, who God has given each and every one of us to praise him and to worship him and to thank him for his grace and his mercy. Lord, we don't take it lightly that we will humble ourselves and seek your face, that those that are walked into the wickedness of this society, that they will turn from their wicked ways. Lord, you said you will heal the land. We need healing in this society. We need healing in the United States of America. We need healing in the schools. We need healing in the churches. We need healing among those that are in our family relationship, those that are friends, and those that are in the hospital. Lord, touch them right now. Touch those that are in the rest home right now, God. For there's somebody's mother. There's somebody's father. And God, you see the situation. You know the circumstances. And you see the area right now, God, in their body that need to be healed. But according to your word, God, we thank you, God, right now, because the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. And I speak today in existence that by your stripes right now, whether they're in the hospital or in their home, whether they're in a rest home or in the hospital, that by your stripes, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they are healed. Healing to manifest. Healing to deliver them. Healing to set the captives free. Healing to undo the heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for peace. Thank you for love. Keep us in your care, oh God. Cover us under the blood. That when we walk out our door, even when the enemy has tried to set a trap or tried to set up a pre-planned destination for someone to try to cause harm to us, that they can't get near us because the blood that's covering us, that's around us, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Keep us humble that we can be obedient to your word and hear your voice in the midst of all that we are doing and that we are around on this day, August the 9th, 2023. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. To leave. 15 minutes before the top of the hour at 1 o'clock p.m. And somebody said, well, I thank God for the prayer, but I need more than prayer. I need to surrender and give my life to Jesus Christ. Why haven't he given out that invitation to come to Christ today? Well, look, thank God for you, because right now is your opportunity to surrender to Christ. If you're listening today and you're ready to come to Christ, you're tired of doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, and knowing that's insanity, and it seems like it never gets better, it gets worse. And I'm just tired of this. I'm ready to surrender to Christ. I'm not putting it off for the next day or the next month. I'm ready to do it right now. If that's you today, the word of God in Romans 10:9 said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you right now, and you're ready to come to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. Lord, I repent of my sins. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Praise God, praise God. The angels are rejoicing. We are here at the NFI are rejoicing. The saints are rejoicing. And guess what? Don't go back to your past. The word of God let us know that old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new creature in Christ. And there is a time right now for you to be giving God praise and thanking God for the opportunity that he has spared your life to come to him before it was too late. Brothers and sisters, if you were listening today and you surrendered to Christ, get into a Bible-based church, a church that's teaching the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And if you don't know a church that you can go to, maybe you know a friend or someone in your family that's going to a Bible-based church that's teaching the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. We thank God for you surrendering and coming to Christ on this Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023. To God be the glory for the things that he's doing and what he's already done in your life. Let's get back with more great gospel music live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. We are right at 10 minutes before the hour of 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023. God bless you, and thank you again so much for catching the wave.
I had a dream one night. I dreamed that I went home to live with Jesus. Can I get a witness? And when I got there, one of the first faces that I saw was Mama's face. I began to sing a song that I never sung in my life. And my song said, "Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
I done made it
over.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
I done made it
over.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes
I have
cried. But he wiped the tears
from my eyes.
Yes, he did.
Sometimes I had cried.
Is it anybody here?
I had cried.
Ever had to cry sometimes?
I had cried.
Sometimes enemies?
I had cried.
How many of y'all out there got enemies?
I had cried.
Sometimes enemies?
I had cried.
Was all the way around me.
I had cried.
But I kept on. How many of y'all ever have to cry sometimes? Won't your family make you cry sometimes? Won't your children make you cry sometimes? You buy them some Reeboks and they want some Nikes. Ain't that alright?
Won't God fix it tonight? And then it only done. He wiped the tears from
Without you holding one Sunday, I made Jesus my all and all. And from now on, when I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I don't trust in him, I'll be less than a man, because I can't live without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't walk without
even walk without you holding my hand. We are right at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock p.m. on a wonderful, it's Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023, as we continue with more great gospel music. Let's go back down memory lane with the late, great Reverend Milton Brunson. I tried him and I know him.
Strength to win
Oh, yeah. That's Pop Staples and the Staples Singers. You remember that song, huh? Going Down Memory Lane, I'll Take You There. And some of you, can you remember what you were doing when that song first came out back in the 70s? I'll Take You There. I can remember what I was doing, and you know, many of you, you know, you didn't have AC in your car. You drove, and you know, you went wherever you had to go with your windows down, and regardless how hot it was. But now we are in a new day and time where we got to have our AC on. You know how that is, right? But anyway, we are so grateful that you are locking in with the NFI Radio Gospel Network right here, coming to you from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. Look, the weather forecast here in Raleigh, North Carolina, today's high is expected to get around 91 degrees, so not bad, not bad. Look, at least we're not in the hundreds, huh? Like 101, and those of you, 90 is too hot for you. You want to stay cool and looking for the fall to come in. Well, we're not that far away, and next month will be September, believe it or not, and October be right around the corner. All right, well, look, again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Again, you can join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or go to our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook, and you can call our 24-hour hotline. That's 984-733-3977. If you desire prayer, we have ministers and pastors standing by to pray with you, touching and agreeing and believing God for that miracle that you've been expecting to come. All right, my pleasure. I'm your host, Theo Number One, and don't forget, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., will be the traveling preacher from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing the very best in gospel music just for you. The Traveling Preacher. Be sure to lock in with him, starting us off at 8 o'clock, Mondays through Fridays. Thank you for catching the wave. Now back with more great gospel music.
about how he blessed me.
Text your people, they should. All the problems and your needs, if you just lawyer, doctor, anything, if you just. You got some questions about some things, you just. You a king, be the king, you just. A proper comfort for the queens, if they live in favor, see the dream. Get your phone, text your people, they should. When you're in the shadows by yourself, you just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. And we don't really care what you're doing. We just walk up in the room like.
protect your people, they should act right. All the problems and your needs if you just act right. Lawyer, doctor, anything if you just act right. You got some questions about some things, you just act right. You a king, be the king, you just act right. A proper comfort for the queens if they act nice. Live in faith and see the dream, act right. Get your phone, text your people, they should act right. You're in the shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. And we don't really care what you're doing, we just walk up in the room like.
Anybody in here blessed?
I'm blessed. Shadows by yourself. You just underwater and not reaching out for help. Whoa, only wave you can't get over is your own. That tsunami blocking passage to the throne. Phone dying, worry how you getting home. Preparation isolated and alone. Pull up like a Uber, hallelujah. Any type of music that'll move. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Some wishes what you feel like last. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Come on, Damon Little. Stone, y'all. With so much going on in the world today. Can't keep on stressing your life away. Get up from that place that you were in. Enjoy life cause you never know.
Gonna be okay. All you have to do.
Oh, you got me rocking up in here. We are right at the bottom of the hour. And those of you, it is 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one war jet and contemporary Christian station in the world. And believe that. And you can take that past the bank. You heard that from me. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And that gentleman there, I remember when I had his first CD. And those of you remember Damian Little, right? Well, look, he done went to another level. And that one there is a hot tune. And they are playing it at various stations around the world. Damian Little, no stressing, huh? Okay. And right before that, we played some male music. And many of you remember, blessed? I'm blessed. The brother, all he was saying was, I'm blessed. And then he would put a couple of words in it and believe just those few words and saying, I'm blessed. It hit the chart. Oh, yeah. So those of you, look, I don't know who you are. You might be young and you have a vision that one day you're going to be able to be a recording artist or maybe a musician. Whatever your goal is, if you set an effort to it and you make an effort that you can do it by faith, it can be done. And you just can't give up. You got to move forward. And, you know, Christians never quit. They just hang tough. So just keep the faith and keep walking in your vision. Don't let nobody distract you or tell you what you can't be. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So walk in that vision that God has blessed you with. And some of you may be doctors or lawyers or who knows what you may be later. You might be a professional athlete, play NBA or NFL. A major league baseball team, whatever sport there is that you're good in, the doors are open for you, and you can make it if you try. All right, well, look, again, thank you so much for catching the wave. You're number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We got more music coming your way all the way up to 8 o'clock today and coming up right after me. She's going to be back again. Sister Monique Patterson, she played 3 hours of contemporary Christian music. For those of you who love Christian music, that'll be coming up very shortly at the top of the hour at 2 p.m. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music here from the NFI studio. Thank you.
Oh,
Right, he's always on time. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. We are right at 15 minutes before the top of the hour, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023, and more to come your way. You're catching the wave with your host, the Anointed One. As always, too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be stressed, and too equipped to be whipped with the word of God. Somebody said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Somebody said, Jesus, huh? Somebody said, Jesus. Jesus, huh? And you know, when you call that name, it gets everybody's attention. They may not believe in him, but when you call his name, it gets their attention, believe it or not. I know that's right. Look, thanks again for catching the wave. Want to remind you to join our NFI television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of DeKalb, Georgia. And you can live stream us at DEKALB25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. If you want a live stream, you can catch us anywhere in the world. And if you're out of Georgia, you're in Atlanta or DeKalb, Georgia, all you got to do is go to Channel 25. That's DeKalb Channel 25. Thanks again. We got more coming your way. Coming up the top of the hour, it's Monique Patterson with the very best in 3 hours of contemporary Christian music. And don't forget, tomorrow morning starting us off, it's that one and only traveling preacher, the man that comes forth with the old, the new, and it's all just for you. I've had a great time and look forward for you tomorrow afternoon. The same time I'll be kicking it off at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'm yours truly signing off on this wonderful Wednesday, August the 9th, 2023. We've got about 10 more minutes. Thank you for catching the wave.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah, oh yeah, while traveling this lonesome road.
It's not so easy.
Oh no, 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 it ain't no. I have to bear a cross in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks road to travel. A few more mountains to climb, yeah, before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I wanna hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I wanna leave with you. Sometimes
while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, it do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'm right about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I'm gonna leave with you. A few more burdens to bear, there's a few more tears to shed down here before I hear the Lord say welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me
coming.
Do what you can, while you can, with all of your might now.
One more day, I thank you, Father.